click rate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm also very fine this morning. Good, in fact, actually, some might say.
Wow. We'll come back to that comment.
Okay.
We will.
Oh, I'm now I feel slightly nervous about that.
No, don't feel nervous. Okay. Anyway, let's hit that bright red thing.
That bright red thing being a
12-inch record
Ooh,
disc.
Ooh, la la, very nice.
So good.
Yeah.
The colour is nice.
The colour is great.
All of the colours on this are great.
This, of course, most people are going to recognise straight away as being Kraftwerk. Although, normally I'd say, what song is this? And you'd say, oh, obviously this is Neon Lights. But I'd say, no, not this time. This is Neon Licht.
Neon Licht.
Because we are listening to the German version of the Man Machine, which is Die Mensch Machine.
Have to say, if you choose to buy this record, you get a lot of bits, don't you?
That book is fantastic, is it not?
There's a book. What's the name of that?
A book?
Yeah. An inner book that you get, which has all these fantastic photos. They're photos, aren't they, Rach?
Yeah, they are photos, but they kind of look like they could be paintings almost.
Because they've used little plastic models of people.
No, that's their.
That's the actual band.
Yeah.
They've just been
they've been made up,
plasticized by makeup.
That's Kraftwerk. Here we go, German.
Sorry, everyone had to just hear me sing there. I regret that immediately. It is an amazing booklet, though. Tell us, describe some of these pictures for us, because as you said, they do look like plastic figurines. Kind of Thunderbirds.
I do
Thunderbirds.
Some of them are. Thunderbirds. Like, these hands are definitely plastic.
Well, they're plasticized. It is makeup. It's very carefully done makeup. Yeah. So the idea of that obviously is Kraftwerk, as we know, is German for power station. And what does the power station power? Well, in this case, it powers the man machine, the Mensch machine. And through the record. I mean, it's not a dystopian sort of, oh my God, we're all turning into machines. It's not that at all.
This is a very cheerful track, by Kraftwerk standards at least.
Well, this one here removes the man or the human out of the machine. This is neon lights, shimmering neon lights. When the night comes, the city is made of lights. So you have there is the framework of where Die Mensch Machine is located. This is the record that, of course, has the model, or what is it called on here?
Das Model.
Oh, Das Model. Okay. Neuter.
Die Roboter.
Yeah.
Via Space
Cindy
Lab.
Roboter. Yep.
Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
And Die Mensch Machine, as well as Neon Licht, which we're listening to.
So, all-time classic record, 1978. I don't know whether it's been available. The German version hasn't been available on vinyl for quite a long time. They've now re-released 6 Kraftwerk LPs in their German versions.
Oh.
They've released them also in the English versions again in this re-release program. But that means we have like a Trans-Europa Express, Radioactivitat, Computerwelt.
Computerwelt.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference of the German or the English versions?
I don't. Well, they are pretty much identical except for the language. Now, obviously, Autobahn from 74 is only in German.
Right.
But I think by this time they're pretty simultaneous. They did both versions at the same time. Both come out in May, June 78.
And why did they do 2 versions? Was it purely for the ability to market to an English-speaking audience, or was it more of an artistic decision than that?
I think it's hard to ascribe any sort of intent to Kraftwerk, because, you could say, is the whole thing some sort of art statement? Yes. Is the whole thing a commercial? Yes. I mean, it's all yes, it's all no.
These are incredible photos in here. Tess, you're absolutely forgiven for thinking that they are little, you know, Ken doll figurines or
mostly
something.
Mostly the hands.
Yeah, the hands
I
are quite freaky.
I'm still somewhat convinced that they might be holding some plastic hands under their sleeves.
How would they? They're very small sleeves, though. You're going to have to get the booklet to understand what we're talking about here, but it has got a bit of a Thunderbirds Ken doll kind of a flavour to it. And of course...
You could say that, but I think they were going for the man machine.
Yeah, they were going for the man machine, but I'm trying to paint a visual picture here for people at home. Of course, the colours are very much just red, black, white, and a little
gray
bit of grey. Yeah.
So the art aesthetic on this one, of course, as you were telling me, Rachel, it is Suprematism, which was a mid-20th century Russian art movement. Was it Lipsky? Is that what you said? Eli Lipsky?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. Lipsky, the Suprematism movement was about shapes like shapes that don't appear in nature, triangles, yep. Squares, that kind of thing. And... They based some of the you might have seen it in Russian propaganda posters.
Mm.
So they based some of the visual on that. Might be worth pointing out that this is regardless of them looking like models, this was the classic quartet of Kraftwerk. This would be Ralph Hütter, Florian Schneider, who of course died 3 or 4 months ago.
Yes.
Wolfgang Fleur and Karl Bartos. That was the band that was Kraftwerk for the longest. And when you think Kraftwerk, the music you immediately think of is the music made by that
quartet.
This
iteration, yeah.
Oh, did we mention it's on red vinyl?
It's on very nice transparent red vinyl. All part of the
aesthetic.
All right. What else have you brought us this morning, Troy?
Hit that next one, see what happens. Now, this is a complete sort of change in direction. I'm not sure whether there's any electronics in this thing at all. Now, here's a band that it's sort of gained in stature over the years. This tune here was originally from 1994.
I do love a bit of suede, I have to say.
Yeah.
Sky high in the airwaves on the morning show.
So, suede, there is a new collection entitled Beautiful Ones. In a few formats, you can get the 4-CD set, which was all selected by the band, or a sort of a distillation, which you're holding in your hand, of a 2-LP set.
Doesn't this just make you want to, you know, get your lighter out and wave it around in the crowd?
No.
Thinking drive along.
Big highway?
Some sort of highway.
Into the sunset?
Coastline.
So What kind of tracks have we got on here? We've got 1992 to 2018, so that's quite the span going on.
Yeah, I would say it's predominantly singles tracks on this 2LP version. So
right.
It goes from everything from The Drown as the first single right up to, what's the last one? It would be from that record 2 years ago, The Blue
Life is
Hour.
Golden? No.
Yeah, Life is Golden. It's from The Blue Hour, isn't it? I think so.
Yeah. This has got four sides to it. I'm holding the other one here. They've got lovely inner sleeves, I have to say. They've got photos of suede cassette tapes and bits of merch from across the years, including a suede lighter. That's quite cool.
Okay. A suede balloon.
Yeah, there's some merch that will last forever, won't it?
A big ring that says suede on it at the bottom.
What does that prefix badge say?
It says head something.
Does it say head music? No.
No, it says head, a word that starts with F and rhymes with duck. and you've also got some of their Melody Maker covers and stuff on here too. It's got a nice kind of retrospective sort of feeling to it.
It's funny that even at the time, you used the word retro, at the time suede seemed completely off the time, but also weirdly nostalgic in a weird way. You know, one of the shorthand people said is, oh, they're really influenced by Dave Bowie. Maybe, I don't know.
trying to hear that. The way he hits those notes has got a bit of a Bowie flavour to it.
And maybe this bit here. This, of course, the Wild Ones. It's this was on Dog Manstar, wasn't it? A single from Dog Manstar.
Oh, I like this. You can dress Brett. And one of the bits of merch they've got here is paper dolls of Suede.
Sometimes things just go a little bit too far.
That's the 90s for you.
So the Beautiful Ones, this is the latest collection from the band Suede. We weren't sure whether we were going to play this one or Trash, but we went for this one.
I like this one. So is this on the shelves now?
It is.
Excellent. It's not the only bit of Britpop you've brought us this morning.
No.
I'm going to...
Hit the other one.
Hit the other one. Is this, like, kind of the battle of the tribes a little bit? You have Suede and Pulp in one camp and Oasis and...
I mean, I'm sure that was a very media-focused way of looking at it. This is Some Might Say, which is taken from the album that the media despised when it came out. What's the story, Morning Glory?
Aye, aye.
Universally panned as being terrible. Imagine
and
that, eh?
And yet, here we are. Still listening to it many, many, many years later. 25 years later, in fact.
Yeah, that's the 25th anniversary silver vinyl edition.
Well,
silver
flash.
Vinyl.
Wow, it's grey.
Close enough.
It must be a touch shiny, though.
Somebody has said, I think this is about Suede, one of the greatest 90s bands.
Yeah, I don't think that person's wrong at all. Now this one here is, I think Noel Gallagher has said that if you were to sum Oasis up in one song, this is the song that sums them up. And I can see exactly what he means.
Again, it's got a, you know, driving along the coast, driving into the sunset kind of thing. But I think that's a lot of Britpop has that big movie finish kind of feel to it.
Although, of course, this here, part of the thing that sums up Oasis is lyrics which are sort of on the dark side of baffling. Like, listen to these lines, of course.
Wish you could see Troy's face trying to suss what that means, really.
Doesn't matter if it means anything. Did this music connect to people? Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that is the purpose of all music. Anyone who makes music wants to make a connection with the listener in some way. Does it matter if it says, the sink is full of fishes, she's got dirty dishes on the brain? No. Coincidentally, this is... I think this is also the only one on What's the Story, Morning Glory that Tony McCarroll, the original drummer, played on before he was removed for not being up to it.
What a band full of feuds, to be honest.
Yeah.
Part of the legacy.
I think you can be distracted by a lot of the things, in the same way you can be distracted by, you know, some of the daft things the singer said. And Whereas, you know, when it comes down to it, it's just...
Bloody good bangers.
It's nice pop music. It's great.
So limited edition, 25th anniversary, silver slash grey vinyl.
Yeah.
On the shelves now?
It is on the shelves now. And in fact, still on the shelves is the one we had a few weeks ago, which are the black vinyl. So if you just want a black vinyl version...
You can also get that.
2LP, of course. It has a weird trifold cover, just like it did when it came out.
Very cool.
You'd haven't mentioned Berwick Street.
I didn't know what the name of that street was.
That's Berwick Street in Soho.
Oh, nice.
On the cover, we mean.
You said you were going to bring us a trifecta of Britpop, but the Stone Roses all sold out.
That's right. The Stone Roses remixes album. I think we might have one left, actually. But they appeared last Friday on the shelves and they just were swallowed up. And what I said right at the beginning, some might say that's what I was referring to.
There we go.
When you said that right at the beginning.
There
and you
we
had
go.
No idea that
no,
was the
I
tune.
No, I had no idea that was the tune. Well, Troy, thank you very much. Remind us of the three records you've brought us this morning.
What's the Story, Morning Glory, 25th Anniversary Edition by Oasis, the new compilation by Suede entitled Beautiful Ones, 1992 to 2018, and we started with Kraftwerk, the German version of the Man Machine, Dementia Machine, on red vinyl.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the shop.
Okay.
Ka kite.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.